offertory hymn this morning is Another Year is Dawning. We'll sing one verse.
Father, once again, we do praise you for the start of a new year, for allowing us to enjoy this beautiful county that we live in, this gorgeous state, this blessed nation of ours. We don't take any of this for granted. So, God, we need your help. Help to make us a humble nation, a thankful nation, a gospel-minded nation. Help us to be evangelists, just like Dr. Billy Graham was for all those years before you called him home. And now his son carrying the torch. Help us to be the lighthouse here in this community, a house of hope, a refuge for the rejected. Lord, a place of learning and teaching so we can go out and share the good news of Jesus Christ with a smile on our face. God, we don't dread coming to church. We get to come to church. Wow. So we do praise you for your son, more than 2,000 years ago, who took on the flesh of mankind, all God and yet all man, and died for our sins. But we also praise you for the many, many ministries, just like Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child, and many, many other ministries we all know of and support in our personal homes and through this church. So Father, again, as we begin this new year, it's a fresh start, a beautiful new beginning with you. So move on us, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Wow. Thank you as we also honor your blessed table. We do all this in remembrance and out of respect for you and your church in one accord said, amen and amen. All right, thank you. Well, good morning and welcome to the first church service of 2020 here at First Fairleigh. And as you open your Bibles with me to the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter number 37 specifically here today, please. Psalm 37, as you open your Bibles with me, I greet you and our 103.1 radio listening friends in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ here on the first Sunday of 2020, Psalm 37. In addition to our Holy Bible, I have here a book in my hand that I have in my library, and it's titled 14,000 Quips and Quotes. It's just a collection of motivational thoughts and humorous little sayings. And I was just thinking about this this new year God has blessed us with, and seeing if there's any fun little quotes in here pertaining to a new year. And here's what a collection of authors have shared with us. Many Americans no longer celebrate the arrival of a new year. They celebrate the survival of the old year. Think about that. Wow. By the way, folks, I've already mentioned many times we want to be a teaching church. You'll probably never hear your pastor say, and don't anybody get mad, you know, well, we made it through another year. Whew. Knock on wood. Can I tell you, knock on wood is a pagan phrase. I'm thankful you allow me to share things like that without anyone getting mad. On All Hallows Night, that's the way they used to knock on wood, knock on the trees, and try to keep the tree demons in the early start of Halloween hundreds of years ago. And they still do that in parts of the world today. They take sticks and they go out and they knock on wood at a certain time of the night, a certain time of the day, hoping to keep ward away all the bad evilness of their area. Here's another little quotable quip. The only good thing that can be said for old bad habits of the previous year. If it wasn't for them, there'd be no need to make New Year's resolutions. The New Year is like a new baby. Many changes will be necessary, and some of them stink. The new year gives people a fresh start on their old habits. Ouch. A New Year's resolution is something that goes in one year, and out the other. And then they close by saying here, may your troubles in the coming new year be as short-lived as your resolutions. I don't know how you feel about all that, but God has given us a brand new year, a brand new start, a brand new beautiful beginning. And I'm just thinking about all the different phrases I've heard over the year, this past year, and over previous years. Finish this one for me, 1994. A quotable quote that probably most of you here know, whether you've seen the movie or not. Mama said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know just what you're going to get. What movie did that come from? Forrest Gump. Isn't it amazing how that little quotable quote just took root here in America? Mama said, you never know what you're going to get. You know, unless you are a manufacturer of Whitman's chocolates. Amen? Now, I don't know what Russell Stover's and all the others do here, but Whitman's chocolate, you never know unless you look on the back of the box. They have a little template right here. Wow. Remember the old days before they came up with this little map on the back of the lid? What'd you do? You took a bite of it, you saw it was full of toothpaste, and what'd you do with it? You put it back in there and kind of push it together and hope nobody else saw it. Anybody else ever do that? Don't lie in church now. Or you do what my brother would do. He would come by and say, I want the one with the nuts in it. So he'd take his big thumb and he'd press down and press down and press down until he found the one that didn't press back. And there, y'all can have the rest. I didn't want that pink goo. Amen? You never know what life is going to get you. You know, that's why we knock on wood. You know, Lord, I don't know what this year is going to bring, so I hope it'll be good. How many of you know that we can help God with this? You have not because you ask not. How many of you believe we can ask God for things? Yes. A loving Heavenly Father says, yes, call to me and I will answer you. I will help you in this brand new year. It doesn't have to be a roll of the dice. It doesn't have to be knocking on wood. No. We can know. We can know what God has in store for us. And by the way, we can help direct it. As a counselor, I don't mind telling you, many people make big decisions. They get married. They buy homes. They move, Bakers. They make big decisions. They don't even consider what you did, Danny. Prayer. I'm asking you right now, what are you praying about this brand new year? Are you just going to knock on wood, roll the dice, cross your heart, and hope to die, hope it all works out? Or can you be a part of the process God has in asking and receiving? But watch this. Watch this. Most of us, when we pray to God, we don't ask like this, we tell like this. Now, God, you know I need a new job. God, you know my marriage is on the rocks. God, you know my financial situation. So, God, you fix all this, and I'll be quick to thank you for it. Is that asking and receiving, or is that telling and waiting? Rather than, Lord, you know my needs. Won't you help me? Won't you surprise me this year? Rather than us telling God what we're going to do this year, rather than telling Him what we're going to do this year. You know, we've already got our vacations planned at the beach. We're already looking at beach houses. We've already filed forward to work. We've already got our schedule here at the state fairgrounds. We're already looking forward to going to Disney. We're looking forward to going to King's Dominion, buying our season passes. We're doing all these things. We're saying, now, God, you're welcome to join me anytime you want to. And, oh, by the way, bless this mess. God said, oh, that's the way it works. So you set your schedule, then I'm somehow supposed to saddle up beside of you. Oh, so really, I'm supposed to be following you. Dallas, is that what it is? No. No, God, how about this? God, how about I trust and obey? For there's no other way to be happy in you in 2020 by letting go and letting God. How about you guide this year? How about you know what I need this year? How about you help direct my paths this year? How about you surprise me this year? I think you heard many of you express your appreciation for the New Year's challenge I put out. Very similar, just what I said right here. I don't always put things on Facebook. I'm not a big blogger, a big tweeter, a big Facebooker. But I've been privileged to do so at the beginning of the years here in this church because many of you in our shut-ins, they almost religiously, they look at this and they use it as a prayer calendar, they use it as a journal, their means of communication. Many of you do. You check Facebook and our church Facebook page every day. And I appreciate that. We keep you abreast of things going on, prayer needs and praises and other things. But I share with you a little devotion that came to life for me. It was New Year's Day and we were in Richmond, Virginia. We had finished visiting a family. And Donna's sister and her husband, who I haven't seen in a couple of years, shame on me, just always so busy. And we said, hey, why don't we get together for dinner? So they chose a little diner down in Richmond, down in the near the Fan area. It's kind of like the college business type area. And they said, it's a little hole in the wall, but we think you'll enjoy it. And you showed up, you can just like step back in time, you know, 100 years. You see the Formica countertops and the old booths there. Richmond's the tobacco capital of the world. You can smell the smoke when you came in, just ingrained in the walls there. And we sat down, and obviously John and Sheila, this was one of their hot spots, just a place to get a sandwich or whatever. So the chef came over, the waitresses came over. Hey, John and Sheila, good to have you. Well, this is my sister and her husband over here. Great, great. Hey, we'll just go get something light today and enjoy some time together before the crowd gets here. Just a little diner tucked away in Richmond. You know these diners I'm talking about. As we sat down there, Sheila started to express how when she was going through her chemotherapy, she would make it from the hospital on her way home and stop in this little diner. Just get a cup of water and maybe a half a sandwich. Give her a little bit of nutrition, just try to make it home. The chef picked up on this. The chef said, I'll make you something special. So she allowed him to do this now and then. Rather than me just ordering a salad or a burger, why don't you make me something special? So he would whip her up something, a little dish of something, and give her enough food, enough nutrition to make it home and to her next chemotherapy. Well, she is a cancer survivor. Many of you are cancer survivors, and you others are cancer survivors. Well, she sat there and told that story. We had this big trifold menu. And I thought, dear God, how blessed are we in America? We just enjoyed Christmas with family and friends. We overindulged. I said, you know, I don't need to order something special from here. I just folded up and I said, you know, my sister-in-law just shared this little story. Why don't you just tell the chef to whip me up something? She said, what? I said, I'll eat anything. That's a great thing about growing up poor. Can anybody else give me a witness? The great thing, Doc, you're in the back. The great thing about growing up poor, we weren't taught to dislike food. It was edible or even close to being edible. We didn't throw food away. And so I said, I literally will eat anything. I don't bring you calamari, you bring me anything. I don't care. Sweep it up off the floor, put some gravy on it, I'll eat it. Amen. The chef came back with this beautiful plate of the most delicious pasta I've ever had in my life. Penne pasta with a special homemade sauce. And listen to this, you know it was a one-off because not only did it have its shrimp and other seafood in it. It also had, watch this, country ham and bacon. Can I get an amen? Who puts country ham and bacon? But I sat there and indulged over, you know, enjoying this. I gave John a little bit and Sheila tried a little bit and Donna tried a little bit. And the chef was looking. The waitress said, did you like it? I said, did I like it? I see Jesus when I eat this. You know, give me a chance to, you know, talk to him about the Lord and all that. And here's my point. I could have ordered off the menu. I could have gotten a standard burger. I could have gotten their famous hoagie. I could have been predictable. I could have told the chef what I wanted. He would have made it to my liking. Or, as I did, I could have trusted and said, sir, you're the expert. Why don't you make me something that I'll be talking about for years to come? You see the illustration there? How about this year, rather than us telling God, God, here's what I need. You know my health, wealth, prosperity of life. You know what I need. Why don't we say, God, you know what we need. With open palms, you know what we need. How about you, watch this, how about you surprise me this year? Many of us have our entire year planned out, and God somehow has got to wedge himself into it. I love when I hear college students here, not to embarrass anyone, when I hear college students say, when people ask them, have you chosen a school of higher learning? Or you, which university you will go to? And they say, I'm still praying about it. I'm waiting for God to tell me. Wow! You think God is going to be blessing that person in the future? You think God could use that person Certainly. Let's trust God. Rather than telling Him, let's ask Him. Consider with me Psalm 37, please. Psalm 37. This is a Psalm of David, who had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I pray you do as well. David was proactive, just like I'm encouraging you and I to be proactive. Rather than telling God, he said, I want you to see the action words down here. Trust, delight, commit, all these rest, all these things. The action words. He's going to give us a threefold lesson for this year. Something you and I can use throughout 2020 as never before. Here it is. Fret not, fear not, and forget not. Let me say it again. Fret not. Look in verse number 1. Psalm 37, the Word of God says, fret not yourself because of the evildoers, all the evilness all around the world. Neither be envious against the workers of sin. You know, sometimes it's tempting to do that. Look at those who don't go to church. Why are they being so blessed? Look at my life. Why am I going through this trial right now? The Bible says, don't concentrate on that. Fret not, verse number 1. Don't worry about the evilness of this world. By the way, I am going to begin a new book series on Sunday evenings starting tonight. If there was ever a need for us to enjoy the book of Philippians, it's now. The book of joy. What? The book of Philippians over and over and over again expresses the joy of Jesus. This coming from the Apostle Paul. And in my understanding of the Scriptures, he wrote half of the New Testament. This is the most intimate, personal book he wrote. The epistle, that love letter to the church of Philippi. Nearly 100 times he uses a personal pronoun, I, or me, or even us together. So if you're struggling, if you're looking for joy, I would encourage you to come back out tonight and learn about the joy of Jesus. David said to himself and to others, knowing that we would be experiencing this day today, fret not because of the evilness of this world, in verse number 1. Verse number 2, payday someday, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Fret not, verse 1 and 2. Fear not. You got to trust. Look in verse number 3. Trust in the Lord and just do good. And you will dwell in the land and God will take care of you. He will feed you. You'll be thoroughly fed. You see that in verse number 3? None of us starved in 2019. God gave us everything we needed and much of our wants. That would be a great place for you to say amen. What makes us think we have to knock on wood or go into 2020 in a spirit of fear? God says, no, I want you to trust. Fear not. Trust in me. Look in verse number 4. Delight also in me. You see that, verse number 4? Delight yourself also in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. You mean you're allowed to ask God? Of course you're allowed to ask God. Go back later and read James chapter 4. Once again, you have not because you ask not, or you ask amiss. You're not asking in God's will. It took me a long time to understand that. I was so prideful I wouldn't even pray about anything, Andy. I prayed about the sick, the afflicted. I was a deacon in the church, never prayed for myself and my family. God's too busy. God, I got this. You gave me a good job. You gave me the ability to work. You gave me the ability to make money. I'll take care of this. I have insurance. I have a backup plan. And God said, wow. That's so good, Dallas. How you doing by yourself? How you doing flying solo? Well, God, I just don't want to bother you. Really? Do you know what I would say to my son, my earthly son, and my grandson, if they came to me and said, Papa, we got this. We don't need to talk to you about anything. I say, son, Zeke, Ezekiel, Papa wants to be a part of your life. No, we got this. I don't want to bother you because you're so busy. That's why I was telling God for years. And God had to break my pride. Fret not, verse 1 and 2. Fear not, in verse 3, 4, and 5, trust, delight, commit your way to the Lord. You see that in verse 5? By the way, if you don't mind underlining words, I would underline these action words. trust, delight, commit unto the Lord, not to the world's standards, not to your portfolio, not to your education, not to your own means, but trust unto the Lord. Commit unto the Lord, and He shall bring it to pass. Oh, I'm glad we bless ourselves. But really, who gives us the ability to do this? God does. Rest, forget not, and wait patiently for Him. You see that in verse number 7? And verse number 8, cease from anger. Cease from anger. We're not telling God. We're asking God. In God's way, in God's will, and God is always on time. Look at me once again. Fret not, verse 1 and 2. Fear not, verse 3, 4, and 5. What? You know, how can we extinguish the fear? By trusting in God, by delighting in God. I'm looking at verse 3 and 4. By committing your way this year, 2020, to God. And by the way, don't forget who blessed you before. Don't forget who's powerful enough to bless us this year so we can be a blessing to others. God is always, always, always on time. Look in verse number 7. Rest in the Lord. Oftentimes when I go to a hospital, someone's laying on their back. Just like my sister right now, I've already alluded to. I'm trusting. I'm committing my way. I'm committing my prayers. God, you know this. She has the doctor's befuddled. The medication is not working. Pamela, you're laying on your back, staring up at the ceiling. Beyond that ceiling is the holy presence of God and the Holy Spirit here. You claim to be a Christian. Now's the time for you really to fret not and forget not. Trust Him. I often tell people like Pamela and others who are in the hospital, just be still, Psalm 46:10. Just be still, trust in Him, commit in Him, let God work. Watch this. You know what your charter is as a patient in a hospital? Well, try to be a good patient. No, you know what your trust is? What your charter is? Rest. Look at verse number 7. Rest in the Lord, let Him work, let the medicines work, trust the doctors, wait. Don't get angry. Don't get ahead of God. Look in verse number 8. Cease from your anger. Cease from your wrath. Don't worry about the wickedness of this world, saying, God, I'm waiting on you to work a miracle. I'm asking you right now, friends, we begin this year, 2020. Are you fretting? Are you? Are you fearful? Have you forgotten what God has done in the past? You don't have to be. I don't have to be. This can be a year of jubilee for the Lord Jesus Christ. You look on our marquee, 2020 vision. We'll be talking about this tonight at the deacons meeting. 2020 vision. If you go to the optometrist and you say, Doc, I want you to check my eyes. He said, you know, the goal is to have 2020 vision. But your eyes are tired. You might need some help. How many of us need help from Jesus Christ this year? The optometrist will say, I want to give you perfect vision. I want you to focus this year. And that's going to be the theme for this year, for 2020, if the deacons agree, is the word focus. Everybody say it with me. Focus. Focus. Whatever we do, we want to be in focus with God. Can we enjoy the state fair? Of course. Can we enjoy sports? Of course. Can we enjoy the beach and life and all that? Yes! Of course we can. But first we've got to focus on God. And say, God, I'm going to commit my way to you. I'm going to trust in you as you and you alone. I'm going to follow. I'm not going to lead. I'm going to follow. I might have questions, but I'm going to cease my anger. Why am I going through this? I'm going to say, God, I'm going to trust you. May this be a wonderful year for you, a banner year for you. And I'll be grateful. You know what we're saying when we say things like that? We're saying the same thing Jesus Christ said on the cross of Calvary. Father, not my will, but what is it, class? May thine be done. Life is not a box of chocolates, friends. You and I can know that we know that we know God in a very personal and profound way. Before we honor the Lord's table, I'm going to invite you to bow your heads and close your eyes. And ask your own self, a brand new year, a brand new you, a brand new me? Am I trying to do this on my own? Am I trying to do this year on my own? I need help. That'd be a wonderful three-word prayer. Just to tell God right now in your heart of hearts, I need help. Yes. Father, into your presence we come right now, offering ourselves to you. Many of us as believers, trusting, committing, relying on you, yes, this year. There may be that one, two, three people or more who do not know you as Lord and Savior. May you touch their heart today as well. Holy Spirit of God, we loose you in this house. It's not our house, it's yours. It's not our will, it's yours. We're trusting and obeying. There's no other way to be happy this year than to trust and obey. Help us to see things with clear, perfect 2020 vision in 2020. We pray this through Christ, by Him, for Him, and with Him. Amen and amen. I'm going to invite you, as Jeff comes forward, please, to stand with us. We're going to sing the first stanza of 480, what we just heard in Psalm 37, trusting and committing and obeying Jesus Christ. Let's all stand, let's all sing.